Peter and the Wolf. Once upon a time, a boy called Peter lived with his grandfather in a small wooden cottage at the edge of the dark forest. In front of the cottage was a beautiful green meadow. Peter liked to play in the garden around the cottage, but he longed to go into the meadow. Grandfather would say to him, "Stay near the house, Peter. Never go into the meadow. It is a very dangerous place." "Why is the meadow dangerous?" asked Peter. "There is a fierce wolf in the forest," replied his grandfather. "It could sneak into the meadow and attack you." For a long time, Peter remembered his grandfather's word. However, one day, a little bird flew down to the tree by the garden. "Come out into the meadow," she chirped. All is quiet. Peter forgot about his grandfather's warning. He pushed the gate open and ran out into the meadow. A little bird flew around his hand. She darted and swooped, and Peter followed her down to the point. A fat white duck waddled out of the reeds. She was pleased to see Peter. But the little bird wasn't pleased to see the duck. "What sort of bird are you?" she chirped. "You can't even fly." "Well," answered the duck, "what sort of bird are you? You can't even swim." The bird and the duck were making so much noise that they didn't hear a big gray cat chirping. Saw the long grass behind them. But Peter had seen the cat. "Look out," he yelled. "The bird and the duck." The duck swam to the middle of the pond, and the little bird flew up into the branches of the tree. Peter's grandfather's hand heard the noise and hurried out of the cottage. When he saw the gate was open and that Peter was out into the meadow, he was very angry indeed. "Come here at once, Peter," he said sternly. So Peter went back inside the garden, and Grandfather went back inside the cottage. Meanwhile, the hungry wolf had been watching them from the edge of the forest. Just in time, the cat saw the wolf and raced up the tree to save herself. She sat on the branch not far from the little bird. The wolf crept closer and closer to the point. The duck cracked in the fright. She jumped out of the point and the wolf raced after her. She had no way of escaping, and the wolf swallowed her in one mouthful. The wolf began to walk around and around the tree. He looked up at the cat and the little bird with his greedy yellow eyes. Peter saw what was happening. He wasn't scared of the wolf. He fetched a long piece of rope. Then he climbed up onto the garden wall and growled around the branch of the tree. Once he was settled on the bigger branch, he made a loop in one the end of the rope, fly around the wolf's head. Peter called to the little bird and tried to make him dizzy. The little bird darted around the wolf, make sure she kept just out of reach of his sharp teeth. Peter dropped the rope down. The loop went over the wolf's tail when the creek flicked. Peter pulled the rope tight and tied the other end to the tree he had caught the wolf. Just then, Grandfather came out of the cottage again, and two hunters came out of the forest. "Look," shouted Peter, "I've caught a wolf. Please come and help me take him to the zoo." So they all set off, with Peter leading the way. The hunters followed him, carrying the wolf in a net. Grandfather and the cat came along behind, and the little bird flew above them all, singing happily, "Peter and I caught the wolf."